Welcome to the Sportscast, July 6th, 2018. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes. Also, we're also on Facebook and Periscope. So hit the notification there and you'll receive the updates for the next podcast, Sportscast, Devotional Cast, or Regular Sleon podcast. Today was the start of the quarterfinals. France and Uruguay went at it, and France beat Uruguay 2-0. A very subtle result. Uruguay had no Cavani in France with a goal by Griezmann and also Pavard slash Giroud. I gotta make sure who scored. But anyways, who's here to join us on the Sportscast? It's Kevin Lara. Kevin, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks, Jack. Thank you for having me.
And Kevin, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, what you're doing these days, and things like that?
Well, I am currently living in North Carolina. I moved from South Florida, where I met you for a couple of years. And life here is a lot quieter, a lot nicer than South Florida, not as many crazy drivers. So I'm happy about that. Just moved up here, bought a house, and we're expecting our first baby. So happy about that.
Congrats on the house. I had no idea. That is news for me. And you're an active soccer watcher. You like the World Cup. And so let's go into the game that we just witnessed. France just defeated Uruguay 2-0. It was a goal by Rafael Varane. It was done by a free kick by Griezmann, and also Griezmann scored. So Griezmann was the man of the match. You think France is the real deal, or do you think Uruguay just had no Cavani and couldn't pull through?
No, I think France has a really good team. I think they have a really good chance of making it to the final. Honestly, I think any of the teams in this side of the bracket is probably going to be the champion.
Really, really well. France had a 61% ball possession to Uruguay's 38. France had 80% pass success to Uruguay's 63. But Uruguay had more shots on target, with Uruguay having 4-2. Now, France had more possession. Do you like their style of football? It feels like they don't have much urgency. Do you think they're very subtle, calm, and they got enough weaponry to take the game?
I think they're very strategic because I think they played a little bit different game against Argentina. A lot faster. You saw, Mbappe running a lot. Those guys that they have on top, they're very fast, especially Mbappe. So. I think they have a good coach, so they played a little bit different game today, more slower pace. They had a lot of control, a lot of possession, try to dominate, that the midfield. So and it worked for them. So
France had Lloris on goal. They had Pavard, Varane, Umtiti, Hernandez, Paul Pogba, Kante, Mbappe, Griezmann, Tolisso, and Giroud. Tolisso was replacing Matuidi because Matuidi had a yellow card, but Mbappe got a yellow card for this match, and he will not be playing in the semifinals against the winner of Belgium and Brazil. Do you think France needs Mbappe, or do you think France is okay without Mbappe?
I think Mbappe is key, but I don't think they need it as much as, say, Uruguay needs Cavani or Colombia needs James. I think they can still win a game, but it's not to undermine the importance of Mbappe, but I'm saying that the France squad overall is a pretty strong squad. Mbappe is not essential to winning. It's important to winning, but it's not essential.
I could definitely see Dembele or Lemar taking over his role, maybe with Matuidi coming in. Uruguay had Muslera, Martin Cáceres, Jose Jimenez, Diego Godin, Diego Laxat, Lucas Torreira, Nahita Hernandez, Vecino, Pentecourt, Suarez, and Stuani. Muslera had a howler. He messed up on the second goal. Do you think that was it for Uruguay once he did not catch the ball or clear the ball?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's the possession is predominantly on France, and you know, a 1-0 game. You know, it might have been, you know, Uruguay sneaks one in, maybe, but after that goal, that's it. That's it for Uruguay. They're done. That was a terrible mistake by Muslera. It was a tricky shot too, because it seemed like it moved. But yeah, I mean, those kind of mistakes in the World Cup pay off. So
there was one chance of Uruguay after Varane scored for France. It was 4 minutes later where Uruguay had a chance to equalize. And it was a header by Stuani, and Yuris made the save of the match. If Uruguay would have tied game, they would have been done. Yes. I mean, they would have been leveled, but that was probably the key moment of the game.
Yeah, definitely. That was a key save. I don't know if that had anything to do with that dragonfly going inside the keeper's mouth that gave him that lucky shot, but that was a great save, I think. That was a key moment for Uruguay after that save. It was the closest they got to scoring.
Yeah. France, as like I say, I think we'll go to the finals. I think France – I'm going with the EA Sports prediction, actually, where they did a simulation before the tournament where France went to the final and won it. They've got 2014 and 2010 correct. So I really see France going deep.
Yeah, they did.
Do you think France could just win the whole thing?
Definitely, yeah. Like I said earlier, I think any of those teams right now alive on this side of the bracket is going to be the champion. So either France or Brazil or Belgium. So, yeah, I can definitely see France going all the way. I don't think Russia is going to win, or Croatia, or England or Sweden. I don't think they can beat any of the teams on this side. So. Definitely France can make it all the way, but they're going to have a tough time with either Belgium or Brazil.
Yes, and which is our next topic of the show is Brazil versus Belgium. It's at 2 p.m. Eastern, and these two have World Cup history. Usually Brazil has beaten them before in the World Cup. The last time was in 2002 when Brazil beat Belgium 2-0. It was a Brazil with Ronaldo and Ronaldinho and Kaká. No, Kaká was not playing. He was on the bench with Rivaldo. How do you see this match? You think Brazil might take this over and expose them with Belgium struggling with Japan? Or do you think Belgium has enough weaponry to level this match?
Man, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. They both have a great teams. They both have a great winning streak. I think Brazil has like 16 games without losing, and Belgium has like 20-something games without losing. So they have a pretty good winning streak. Now, unfortunately, today that win streak is going to end for either of these two teams. Man, it's a tough one to call. Brazil, as you said, has beaten them in the past. That was a long time ago, like you said, and that was with a team that was extremely dangerous. So, man, I don't know. I don't know. I see the game going pretty tight. I don't think it's gonna be like a lot of goals. It's probably gonna be like a 1-0, 2-0, maybe 2-1. So it's gonna be pretty close. Maybe it might end up going to penalties. I don't know.
My prediction is Brazil winning 3-2. I think it's going to be a high offensive match. Brazil is going to go all out. You know, Brazil is on the defensive, sit back and just see what happens. They're going up front. And same for Belgium. Belgium will probably maintain the game a little bit more, maybe have more ball possession. But this will kind of remind me back in 94 when Brazil beat Netherlands 3-2 and it was a really high offensive match and everything. Here's Brazil's potential lineup, actually. We got Becker as a goalkeeper, Fagner, Thiago Silva, Miranda, Felipe Luis. Actually, hold on, excuse me. Marcelo is coming back for this game. So we'll see more more of the offense.
Yeah, he will be back. Yeah, he will be back, yeah.
And then Paulinho, Casemiro, I'm not sure if he's going to start. I know the lineups are going to come up in a few minutes.
We'll be out.
Coutinho has been a great, fantastic in this World Cup. Willian, fantastic.
Neymar. Now, Belgium, Belgium has the most goals yet in this World Cup.
Wow. That is well, because they had an easy group, you know. Obviously, they played Tunisia and Panama, and then
but so did Brazil. They didn't have a tough group.
Brazil had Costa Rica, Serbia, and Switzerland. They drew with Switzerland, and they were struggling with Costa Rica most of the match, and they scored two goals
in the last minutes.
So. But Brazil has been in first gear ever since the Serbia match. And they easily defeated Mexico 2-0, which was in the second half actually happened. So, you know, Brazil hasn't been a first half team, as you can say.
Right. And neither has it been Belgium.
No, exactly. And, you know, Belgium, you know, going back to the game against Japan, they were down 2-0. And there was 20 minutes left in the game, and then they put in Chadli and Fellaini, and that changed the whole course. So Roberto Martinez, his coaching will be tested in this match, and also for Brazil as well. With Belgium, of course, has a rocket power team, golden generation, and they have Courtois in goal. Anderwell, Company, Vertonghen, Meunier, Hebroin, Witzel, Ferreira, Mertens, Hazard, and Lukaku. They used three defenders last time. We'll see if Belgium uses three defenders. There's been criticism of Witzel. He hasn't been playing well in the midfield. I will start Chadli and Fellaini. Mm-hmm. I think they had a great couple minutes against Japan. You think Belgium should change the squad a little bit, or?
I think they've been doing pretty good. Maybe change Witzel, like you said. But I think they've been doing pretty good so far. I like how they played against Japan the last few minutes. And I think them scoring three goals in the last 20 minutes demonstrate a lot of the ability to withstand pressure. You know, being 2-0 down in a World Cup, it's a lot of pressure. So I think they have a strong resolve to win this. So I don't know. It might be, to me, I would give the edge to Belgium on this one.
So you're saying Belgium's going to win, what, 3-2, 2-1, or by a penalty?
Probably 3-2, I would say.
I'm going to pick the opposite. I'm going to say Brazil will win 3-2. High-scoring match. I'm going to say go by Neymar. And now, speaking about Brazil, Gabriel Jesus has not been turning up in this tournament. He started four games, has not scored a goal yet. So we'll see if Firmino will start ahead of him, but I doubt it. I think I heard from a couple hours ago that Jesus will probably be starting for Brazil. But I cannot say...
Well, if... If Jesus starts for Brazil, then they won already.
There you go. This is the Gabriel Jesus, not the true Jesus. So we'll see what happens. I, you know, once said that, you know, like the winner of this match will win, like, you know, we'll go to the final. I don't think so. I think if Brazil faces France, I think France is going to beat them. I think France can beat Brazil. And I'm going with history. But also France has a deep squad. So we'll see where this turns out. We'll just probably talk about, you know, like the semifinals in a few days. Right. But anyways, let's go for predictions for the
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think if Brazil plays France, I think France has the edge on that game.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic side of semis. So we'll see where things go. At the other side of the bracket, we got Sweden, England, Russia, Croatia. Let's start with Sweden, England. Who do you think will take that match?
I think England 1-0.
I agree. I really think England came into first gear with after Colombia. I think they've woken up, even though they had a good first round. But you know, it could be Sweden at the same time, because Sweden has always given trouble to England in the past, or also any other Scandinavian conference. So
the last times they've played three times in the past, like I think 6 years or so, and England has beaten them two and Sweden has beaten them once. So England has two wins and Sweden has one out of the three times they've played. Now that was, granted, that was a couple years ago, back in 2012, I think they played for the Euro Cup. And England beat them 3-2, and then they played a friendly after that, and Sweden won that one 4-2.
There you have it. History is going against England for this match. Also, Sweden has eliminated the Dutch, has eliminated the Italians, and has just eliminated the Germans. So we'll see if they'll eliminate another World Cup powerhouse, England. Because England has one World Cup, if you don't know yet. But the next...
I was like, when? In like the 50s or 60s?
1966, and they were their home, like
yeah,
the home team.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, my friend.
Next match, the later game, the home team, Russia versus Croatia. You would think Croatia would win.
Well, after that game with Denmark, man... you know, I'm not so confident. I think if they go to penalties, and I think they might, I think Russia might win. They're home. The penalty shootouts, you know, you saw them against Spain. Really, it's a lot about the mental game, you know, and they're in their home. They have the fans there to support them. So I think if they go to penalty, I think they might have a chance against Croatia.
I do agree. I would put this match 50-50. I would, because this World Cup has been chaotic. There's been surprises. There's been some shocks. And Russia, you know, couldn't make that run like Korea did in 2002 when they went all the way to the semis against Germany, but they lost. But maybe they might go beyond the semis. So
right. And they won't, and I say this again, I don't think they will win the World Cup, but they might make it to the third place.
Yeah, they might make it to third. Well, yeah, they could make it to third, fourth place, and maybe win a medal as a third place winner. So beyond that, as of right now, Kevin, who do you see in the final? Who are the two teams?
Oh, wow. I want to say... So far, given what we have right now, we still haven't seen Brazil versus Belgium as of this podcast being recorded. But you know, that will change a lot of my perspective after I see that game. How those two teams play against each other. But so far, I want to say probably France on this side of the bracket and England on the other side of the bracket.
That is my prediction as of this morning as well. I think it might be a France-England final, and that should be quite interesting. I know everyone said, well, it should be a South American, but it's – I mean, Brazil has to really battle out. Now that Uruguay is out, now it's just Brazil against Europe.
Now let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
As you said, you're going with the EA Sports prediction, which is France. Who did they have as a runner-up? Who was the final against France? Against who? Do you remember that?
Great question. I don't know. I gotta do some research on that. I'm sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I gotta see what
Because
they did, but it'd be interesting who it was. It might have changed actually. Fernandinho came into this lineup, and Marcelo. So, and then for Belgium, interesting. Lukaku, Hazard, Fellaini starts. Chadli starts, the two heroes from the last match. Witsel still plays. De Bruyne, Meunier, Alderweireld, Kompany, Vertonghen, and Courtois. So, as we predicted, Chadli and Fellaini will start, and of course Marcelo and Fernandinho. I've heard Fernandinho for a while that he was going to start. He plays a little bit more defensive.
Casemiro stays out.
Yeah, Casemiro has not had a good tournament. So we'll see. So, do you change your mind of anything for this or for this match? No, you still keep it with.
I will stay the same. I think Belgium will have the edge on this one. But it's a very, very small edge. Don't get me wrong. I think it will be probably like a 50.1% to Belgium and 49.9% to Brazil.
Okay. And by the way, I found the EA Sports predictor, and they had France beating Germany in a penalty shootout.
Okay.
So, but Germany is not in the tournament. So they got Germany wrong, but France could win it. And oh, actually, and they had France and Belgium in the semifinals. Wow. They had the.
Interesting.
Okay, they had the round of 16 correct. France, Argentina. France beating Argentina 1-0. They had France beating Uruguay 2-0, which it happened. And then in the semifinal, they had France beat Belgium 2-1. And for today's game, Brazil, Belgium, they had Belgium beating Brazil 2-0. So
Oh, so they agree with me. I don't know. We'll see.
you're going for Belgium, I'm going for Brazil. Kevin, how can people reach you?
They can reach me in Twitter at Kevin Lara. That was KVNLARA.
And you can reach me at Sleon, Sleon. Kevin Lara, I really appreciate it. We ran out of time. Hopefully you can come back, but thank you for coming on to the sportscast.
Great. Thank you, Santiago, for inviting me and for having me.
Go Brazil.